Blog Talk Radio.
Secret password is comb. The early bird secret password is comb.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. Providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Fun Friday, May 13th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button there at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, and anything else that just might tickle your fancy. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's oyster shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's oyster shell for your pullets and layers.
Ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com. Looking for something? Find it online at BidBird Auctions. BidBird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. with so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made BidBird auctions their new home. And get sold on BidBird. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Wait, that just kind of sounded like the Kentucky Derby. And next up to the gate is our wonderful co-host, poultry advocate, and author, the one, the only, multi-talented young lady, good friend, Pat Foreman. How you doing?
Well, I don't know about you, Whisper, but let's go have a horse race. I think that sounds like great fun. Oh, my. Not the Kentucky Derby, though. That's a little too brutal. I was in a horse race once at the Indiana State Fair. It was a real informal thing, and it was a mare I was riding, and it was so much fun. But I wouldn't want to do it as a profession. But there's nothing quite like those horses beating down that ground, and you know it's safe. They can't hit a mole hole or a groundhog hole or whatever, but it was fun. So have you ever raced a horse? Oh, Chicken
Whisperer. Have I ever raced a horse? Goodness, no. I'm not a horse fan. We owned a horse for a little while, and it's like a boat. It was fun the day we got her, and then it was ecstatic the day we got rid of her. One thing after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. Now, I'm sure it's different if you have a million acres in your backyard and that's where your horses are. I can see how that might be a little bit different than having to board them. And then whenever you want to go see or ride the horse, you have to go to that place, get out of your car, and then drive home. And, you know, it's out of the way. So, I mean, you know, I can see if you had horses in your backyard, then that may be a little different. But with our situation, having to board it and then, you know, make time to go take care of it, and then the vet bill the farrier, and then the wormers, and then having to pick ticks out of its ears, and the trainer there would laugh at me because I'd be like, who's picking the ticks out of all the wild horses out west? They seem to be doing just fine. Nobody's picking ticks out of their ears. And so she would laugh at me when who's worming those horses out west that are wild and the Mustangs roaming free? Nobody's giving wormer down their throats. And they seem to be doing just fine. So
I
yeah.
I think I changed farms, Whisper. That doesn't sound like good animal husbandry to me.
it was It was fun. So after having to deal with all of the expense that went into keeping a horse,
yeah, they are expensive.
They really are. So we were like, nope. Maybe if we had place in our backyard, possibly, but this nonsense had to go. So no. And so horse racing, absolutely not. You're hard pressed to even get me up on a horse. for people who think when they're on a horse they're in control, that horse is letting you think that you're in control. That's all I'm saying is that if you're ever on a horse, you are not in control. I assure you that. Again, that horse may let you think you're in control, but no. I know who's in control. I'm no dummy, and that horse is going to do what it wants to. So, but no, racing a horse, I can't imagine. I think I still have a bruised hiney from the last time we went on a trail ride, and our leader said, "Hey, let's go ahead and get up to a gallop or a trot or something like that." I don't know what the heck it was, Pat. And next thing you know, the saddle started beating me in the rear end, and I couldn't sit down for a week. So, no, horse is not my friend.
Oh dear. Well, my secret is, even though as a teenager I so wanted to have my own horse, but the truth is I never owned a horse. I just had access. So I was always either training or riding other people's horses. It's like other people's money or other people's stuff. Access is better than ownership when it comes to boats and horses. So so that was my godsend, I think. But I used to have such a passion for them, and now I just love seeing them in the field. I don't have that drive to ride the way I used to, which is a good thing, I think, in so many ways. Well, guess what? I had a magic moment yesterday that I'd like to share with our listeners. It was so tender. And what it was, it's amazing how small things just get me so tickled. But at day 17, I got these little chicks that hatched out under their mama. The eggs were incubated and the chicks were hatched by the mother hen. And at day 17, they were up on the roost at night, all of them on the high roost. And one of them was sitting on the mother's back up on the high roost. Then I got a couple pictures of it. They're so small yet, and yet there they were, right up there, knowing where safety was, and there with their mama, all five of them. So there were only five that I assigned to her to hatch out. But isn't that amazing how just a little over 2 weeks now they're flying up about, gosh, I guess it'd be probably, if they're about 3 to 4 inches tall to 3 feet, probably about 20 times their heights. So anyway, I was amazed that they got up that high. And the other thing, I was talking with Carl Mogensen, he's the owner of the Natural Bridge Zoo. Mm-hmm. And Carl I was asking about a slipped tendon that one of these chickens had from a friend of mine, and they were just kind of, their leg was just sticking out in the back. And he said, "Oh God, we got a kestrel here that has a slipped tendon, and its leg is doing the same thing." They've been to the vet, they spent about $1,500 on this baby kestrel. It's worth about $10,000. So it's one of those rare breeds. And he goes, "Really, it's there. Even with physical therapy, no, it's probably just best to put them down." But all that is to say that the little slip discs the slipped ligament came from rough handling in this one chicken of a friend of mine's, and there's a lot to be said about knowing how to handle a chicken so you don't do injury on them, especially when they're young and those ligaments and tendons are just forming. So anyway, that's. That was my magic moment, was little chicks up on the roost, and I know I'm rambling a little bit. What do you think? I'll pass the baton back to you.
No, that's fine. I'm just listening, and it's host chat time.
Oh,
so it's.
I remember my train of thought is when about this slip tendon and ligament. Carl was saying that it's really important to get young birds a roost training. My point was going, because when they get early, and even when I do the brooding 101 class, there are little trainer roosts that you can make for the little chicks. And he said it's important for them to be able to grasp and to get on and get their balance much more than just staying on the floor, because it really helps their leg development and it helps their tendons and everything strengthen. So that's partly why we've been advocating putting roosts in chicken tractors, the bottomless portable ones or any place where a chicken is sleeping, because they have a natural tendency to need to get up off the ground, which is healthier for them, as well as to be able to roost for their long-term leg health. So that was my point of that, to see these little baby chicks in 17 days doing their little training up on the roost naturally with their mama. I know their legs are going to be fine, strong, and healthy. So there you go. That was my point. Okay, I confess, I had half a cup of coffee this morning and a bagel.
No, you didn't. Say it ain't true.
That's
say it ain't true.
Two half cups in a week. Oh, dear.
Okay, not only is it Fun Friday, folks, but it's Friday the 13th, and Pat had her coffee.
It was more like quarter of a cup, really, Whisper. It wasn't wasn't a full half, but because I don't have it very often, I can still feel the effects of it. It's like, do dumb things faster, Pat, you know? Oh, dear.
Okay. let's do a little bit of Chickens the News, then we got to get on because we have a lot of prizes to give away. I've got one here that I'm going to post. It's already been posted on our Facebook page, but I'll share it with everybody. Chickens in the News is brought to you by MeyerHatchery.com up in Polk, Ohio. Visit them online at MeyerHatchery.com. Do that, would you? All righty. This comes to us from the Washington Post. Protesters to milk cow on Capitol Hill.
That's great.
Yep. Protesters to milk cow on Capitol Hill. Now, we already know there's plenty of cow dung on Capitol Hill to begin with in Washington, D.C. We already know that. In fact, even though chickens aren't allowed in D.C., they sure do allow plenty of turkeys up there at that city. So, protesters have decided to milk a cow on Capitol Hill. This is coming to us from the Associated Press. Raw milk supporters say they plan to milk a cow on Capitol Hill to protest a federal action against a Pennsylvania farmer. Members of the Grass-Fed on the Hill group plan to rally next Monday morning near the Russell Senate Office Building. I know exactly where that is. The Justice Department announced earlier this month that it was seeking a court order against Daniel A. Alger, owner of the Rainbow Acres Farm in Kinzers, Pennsylvania. The government claims his farm distributed unpasteurized milk, across state lines for human consumption.
Oh.
The Federal Food and Drug Administration, what was that? The FDA warns raw milk can contain harmful bacteria. The sky is falling. Protest organizer Liz Reitzgig says the group contacts privately and the FDA does not have jurisdiction. Okay, so let me get this straight. The FDA that approves many, 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 many drugs every year, approved, these are FDA-approved drugs, that end up killing hundreds, if not thousands, of people, even though they're FDA approved, and then end up getting recalled because they've killed so many people, FDA approved drugs, are now concerned about there might be harmful bacteria in raw milk, and we have to raid farms with our guns drawn to defend this. But yet they pass every year, and so many hundreds, if not thousands, of people are killed from drugs that are approved by the FDA and then recalled. I think on Wednesday, somebody on this radio show used the term the pot calling the kettle black. And,
I think that was you. I recall.
I'm just not sure what else to... Well, I could call this a lot of things, but there may be homeschoolers listening. So yeah. Boy, I wish I could be there to cover that. I really, really do. I'm trying to see what's going on in the chat room here.
Of course, I have a cow share, and I love the raw milk. It's just a totally different food product without having all the good stuff kind of heated out of it. And it has so many health benefits. As anyone wanting to know more, of course, go to the Weston A. Price Foundation.com website or read the Raw Milk Revolution that you can get off of Amazon or in bookstores. So it's not going to go away. The same way backyard chickens aren't going to go away. It'll just keep coming back and
wait,
back.
Wait, this just in. This is just coming across the wire right now. In this article, Protesters to Milk Cow on Capitol Hill, there was a, it says right here that the FDA warns that raw milk can contain harmful bacteria. This just in, Pat. Kitchen counters can contain harmful bacteria. That's it. We're going to have to ban kitchen counters all across America. No more. You hear this, folks? You've heard it here first on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. You're going to have to totally remove your kitchen counters from your kitchens in your home because they could have harmful bacteria on your kitchen counter. That's, oh, you know what? Wait, this is coming in too. This is on the ticker here. I'm pulling it out of the ticker machine. This just in. Toilets are now banned. FDA is scouring America. No more toilets in your home. Toilets could possibly have harmful bacteria. So that's it. That's it, folks. You heard it right here. It's coming right out of the ticker as we speak. No more kitchen counters. No more toilets in your home. Get rid of them because they could contain or have harmful bacteria. Okay, just like raw milk. So there you have it. FDA is going to go around the world and contain and eliminate, guns drawn, raid your home, and they're going to pull out all your toilets and all your kitchen counters because there may be harmful bacteria there on your kitchen counter and on your toilets, just like in raw milk. And wait a minute. Wait, this is still coming.
There's more?
Through the ticker. There's more. Oh. There's more. It says, as stated in a news release about a month ago, which we also reported on, that about half of all meat in the grocery store approved by the FDA and USDA has harmful bacteria on it. So there you go, folks. That's it. 50. We reported on this a week, about a month ago. It came out in mainstream media that about half of all the meat in the supermarket that has been approved and inspected by the USDA, FDA, and everybody else under the planet, about 50% has harmful bacteria. So no more toilets in your home, no more kitchen counters on your home, and they're going to just take all the meat out of the supermarkets because they say here, raw milk can contain harmful bacteria, folks. You better look out.
Well, now,
I'm telling you.
Whisper, don't forget about handshakes. I mean, we got to ban handshakes because, you know, our hands have so many potentially harmful bacteria on them, especially if you sneeze in them, that we got to ban handshakes. So
got
to
ban
handshaking across the country.
That's it. You heard it here first, folks, on Backyard Poultry with Chicken Whisperer. No more kitchen counters. No
oh,
more.
Oh, God.
Let's
Whisper,
no more
it's going to extend to hugs.
Oh, no.
No, not the hugs, too.
Well,
I guess I'll stick with my raw milk. It's probably safer than the handshakes and toilets and kitchen counters.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Mm.
It is. You don't know. Almost don't even know what to say.
You don't. It's just. It's nonsense. So. And you know what? I wonder what the FDA is doing about the presidential organic garden that can't be considered organic because it's buried or planted in human poop. You know that the story that came out, they planted an organic garden at the Capitol or at the White House, and then they found out that it was planted in an area of the White House that has organic matter, if you will. Apparently it was where maybe the septic tank was, or I don't know, it has sludge out there. And anyway, so maybe they need to go and inspect the supposed organic garden there at the White House because it can't be certified organic because of what they planted it in. So I thought that was a neat story, too, when that came out a while back. They wanted to have it organic, but they ended up couldn't. I don't know if you remember that or not, Pat. They said, oh, the grounds that the gardens planted contains, I don't know, whatever it was. It was some nasty stuff, and they could not deem it organic because of that. It's kind of funny. Okay, so that was the first Chickens in the News that I have. Let me see if I posted another one yesterday. I don't know if I posted one or two. one of our listeners posted, he's in charge of marketing for a local Subaru dealer there in Cleveland and Akron, Ohio. And they produced a commercial. They posted it on our Facebook page. And his chickens are used in the commercial, talking about the Subaru Outback. And he said something like, kids and even pets love the Subaru Outback. And when he said that, he zoomed over, and he had two chickens actually walking out of the back of the Subaru. Yeah. It was great. Yep, he posted that. And let's see what we hear. Yesterday. It was really unfortunate yesterday, Pat, that we were giving away $1 million, and when we drew the name out of the hat on yesterday's radio show, that unfortunately, because you had to be listening live and you had to call in within 5 minutes of the drawing, and it was a $1 million drawing yesterday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, and it was very unfortunate that when we drew the name of Rhode Island Ruby, Gina. Nobody called in. Apparently, she wasn't listening yesterday, so she didn't. I really feel sorry for her, because we've been looking forward to this contest for a long time, the $1 million contest, and you had to be listening live and call in to claim your prize. But we called her name, you know, Rhode Island Ruby, Gina, out in California, and she never called in. So we'll just have to bank that $1 million for maybe a rainy day, but it was a shame that she didn't call in and win that. So I'm just kind of, you know, the only thing you can say is sucks for you. Maybe, you know, better luck next time. Yesterday we talked about FEMA possibly confiscating food from farms if need be. Oh, Farm Aid. This came up on John Mellencamp's website. Farm Aid for this year, Farm Aid 2011, has been announced. Coming to Kansas City, Kansas, on August the 13th. Today, Farm Aid announced that Farm Aid 2011 will be held at Live Strong Sporting Park in Kansas City, Kansas, on Saturday, August 13th. Farm Aid board members Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews will headline the event, with more top artists to be announced shortly. So how cool is that? Again, wish I could be out there for that one as well. Looks like it's going to be August 13th there in Kansas City, Kansas. Farm Aid 2011. How cool is that? Willie Nelson?
Willie's going to be there again. Well, I mean, he's the whole head of it. But, boy, I'd love to go to that. Wouldn't that be almost like one of the old Woodstocks in a way?
Yeah. Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews Band. It's going to be sounds like it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear my rooster in the background?
not right now. It's funny. Rhode Island Ruby in the chat room is going, he's joking, right? He's joking, right?
No, Rhode Island Ruby, it's no joke. You'd only called anyone who got that $1 million.
Actually, I'll be honest with you, Rhode Island Ruby. The prize wasn't $1 million. It wasn't $1 million, but it was a Toyota. You could have won a Toyota. I'm not sure what the value of a Toyota is now, being that the Star Wars kind of trilogy and whatnot has kind of fizzled a little bit over the years. There's still a lot of big fans, but you could have won a Toyota. You know that character from Star Wars, Yoda? We have a little toy Yoda that we were thinking about giving away. So you could have won a Toyota right here on Backyard Poultry. Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Could have won a Toyota. And the only reason why I remember that is that a radio show got in a lot of trouble for it had like a month-long contest, 2-month-long contest. I can't remember exactly what it was, but they never showed a picture of what the prize was. They just said you could win a brand new Toyota. And then when they awarded this lady a toy, T-O-Y, Yoda, Y-O-D-A, from Star Wars, a toy Yoda, she was livid. I mean, it was. I don't know exactly the outcome, but apparently it was lawsuit. There was court time, and because she thought she was going to win a Toyota automobile, but instead she got a Toyota action figure from Star Wars.
that would be a disappointment, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Yeah, so somebody in the chat room says they remember that, and that was great. So yeah, I remember that. I don't even remember. It got national news, and I just don't remember where it occurred, but I thought that was funny. So ever since then, I've been saying, you're going to win a Toyota. So thought that was nice. So, okay, let's see. That's all the chickens in the news I have today. Pat, how about yourself? Any chickens in the news?
Well, the only thing I had is I gave that Chickens and You presentation at the Countryside Organics last night, and we had such a wonderful group that showed up and went about 2 hours, maybe a little bit over, but the whole value of the organic feeds, and we talked a little bit about of course how chickens can be partners in emergency preparedness as well as a national defense plan, and so anyway, that was sort of an after the event announcement, but I wanted to thank everyone that came, and certainly thank Countryside Organics that was hosting it. So that's about the only chickens in the news I've got. I'm going to be down talking with the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy on Monday. I'm going to go down to North Carolina and talk with them. So all kinds of really interesting things are coming up with heritage chickens, and I'll report on that. So that's about all I've got. It's been pretty quiet in my alerts on chickens in the news. A lot of talk about prices going up on corn and grains. The futures are going up both here and internationally. But, you know, once we know that, that's kind of, especially with the flooding that's going on in the Mississippi. So, nope, that's all the news I got. That and my little baby chicks got up on their perch last night.
Mm-hmm. I posted, I think it was on the Farm Bureau Facebook page, I believe it was. They said something about farm exports or something like that, you know, number two in this or number one in that or something like that about American farm exports. And I made a comment. I said, if they don't stop allowing our farmland to be flooded, then we sure as heck aren't going to be number one or number two in exports. We'll probably even have a hard time feeding our own. I put down there, I said, you know, we want to save life and limb, don't get me wrong, but I personally can live without some furniture, but I can't live without food. And so I'm all about saving a town's human and pet population. That's one thing. But to drown millions of acres of farmland with toxic nastiness, to save a few homes, I mean, the ramifications there I just don't get it. Save life and limb by all means, but to save a couch or two, to maybe destroy for years to come, precious, and they say in the news some of the most fertile farmland in America, millions of acres. I don't know. I just may be looking at it different. I'm not saying that I wouldn't change my mind on that. I'm just saying that was my post on one of the Farm Bureau pages, was that I can live without a couch and a chair and a TV and even Nintendo. But here we're ruining, you know, something that can produce a lot of food for a lot of people to save a town of about, what, 2,000, 3,000 homes and then millions of acres. I don't know. That's my two cents worth.
Are you referring to letting one of the levees out?
My understanding, they were blowing a lot of levees, and it was flooding millions of acres of some of the most fertile farmland out there along the Mississippi. And the water is just full of nastiness. It's horrible. They did a report the day before on took samples of that water, and it was horrible. What was in there, saying, do not even let it touch your skin. It's so horrible, the crap that's in that water. Yeah, it's horrible.
Guess this is an unprecedented flood, though, Whisper. I understood that because they're trying to save the large towns where the flood is going towards in Tennessee and then on down to Louisiana, that, it's a tough choice. I would surely not want to be in that hot
spot. Oh, I agree.
Trying to make those kind of decisions, my Lord.
Right, right. I know the farmers have already filed suit and a federal lawsuit against them, and, you know, so I just, you know, even then, I mean, shoot, I can, you know, I can see higher ground. It's just an issue. Like I reported yesterday, even with all the corn that we're going to have in the United States projected by the end of this growing season, it's still only going to be 5% of what all of America consumed last year. So truly amazing. And so, yeah, unprecedented. I agree. All righty. Let's say it. Wow. We need to give away some prizes here. So let's see what we got here. I've got some trivia questions, and do you have some written down as well, Pat?
I do. I had warning.
Okay. Just a little bit.
Thank you.
I found out this morning that our good friend Dr. McCray had a full schedule today. She had some things pop up, and then after that she was getting out of Dodge because it's race weekend up in Dover, Delaware, and just people from all around are just swarming in on that town for a whole weekend of NASCAR. So she's it's race weekend, and man, when I clock out, I am gone, getting out of town.
Dr. McCray is into NASCAR?
No, she's getting out of town because everybody else is swarming in. So,
oh, okay, good move in a way. No, I don't have anything against NASCAR, but okay. Well, that's understandable, I guess.
You just can't go anywhere. The traffic's bad. It's horrible. And everything else. So yeah, apparently it's NASCAR weekend in Dover, and we actually drove right past Dover. There when we were heading up there for a big Couptastic, we saw it. So it was, that was pretty neat. So I was like, aha, so that's where they race up here in Dover. So very, 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 very cool. All righty, let's give some prizes away. Prize number one is, and we're going to do kind of the same thing we've done the last Fun Fridays, is instead of actually taking official commercial breaks, we'll just play the occasional the commercial before we give away their particular prize. So the very first prize we have today that we're going to give away is from our good friends over at Critter-Cages.com.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Let me give a little update, too. I actually got a really nice email back from our good friend, Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. You know, we were expecting him this past Wednesday. It was his assigned day, and so we ended up talking about chicken and garden clubs and how to start those, which was great. But we did miss him, and we had had some assumptions on air of what may have happened because we knew he was recuperating from a very horrific car accident, and my assumption was right. He went in for what was going to be just a routine hour and a half doctor's visit, and ended up being kind of an all day event for him. And so again, we even said on the radio show Wednesday, we hope that nothing serious has happened. It may just be a delayed doctor's appointment. He may have gone to go see a specialist. That's happened before, and it takes a long time to get an appointment, and that's exactly what had happened. So we are on schedule for Peter Brown to be back with us on Wednesday the 25th, but I wanted to share that with you because Wednesday it was kind of up in the air of what exactly happened. And that's what it was. Our assumptions of just a long doctor's visit, one that was going to be routine, got extended, and he was not able to get back to his office for the radio show. But he's doing well, and we're glad. And I wanted to share that with everybody. So, okay, we're going to take caller number 7. We'll start off with lucky number 7 today on Friday the 13th. Caller number 7, if you happen to have signed on, got into the chat room, and started listening to the show on time today, then you know today's early bird password. And if you know today's early bird password, give us a call. If you're caller number 7, you're going to win this awesome prize valued at about $45 from critter-cages.com. It is the Chick Brooder Starter Kit. It's regularly $50, and it's on sale right now, 15% off for $42.99. And it's our new Chick Brooder. It's ideal for starting off your backyard flock. The kit comes with all the equipment you'll need except food, water, and litter. Our chick corral is 18 inches high and sets up over 3 foot in diameter. It's got a ceramic socket brooder lamp equipped with an inline dimmer switch. It also comes with a 100-watt bulb. It comes with a water. It comes with a feeder. And valued at, well, right now on sale for $42.49, regularly $49.99. So if you know today's early bird secret password and your lucky number, caller 7, then give us a call right now. Caller number 7-347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. If you signed on early, got in here, listened to the beginning of the show, you heard today's early bird secret password. And if you're caller number 7 right now, if you've got that password, then you're going to win this awesome prize from my good friends over at critter-cages.com. So there is an advantage to sign on and listen early in the show. And we occasionally do this, secret early bird passwords for an awesome prize. So we'll get to chicken trivia here in a moment, so everybody will have a chance. And so let's get over here to the phone lines here. And also let me explain, because there's been some controversy in the past. If you're the correct caller and don't know the answer, it's okay. Don't feel bad. I don't know most of the answers either. We'll go to the next caller. And then we'll go to the next one and the next one and the next one until we have a winner. So that's how that works. Then you have to, if you win, write this down, guys. If you win, then you have to send me an email to claim your prize. You have to, in the subject line of the email, put down what you won. So right now you can put brooder kit, okay, in the subject line. And then within the email, you'll put your name, your shipping address, and your phone number. Your name, your shipping address, and your phone number. If you don't know what you won, then I don't know what you won because I don't keep a record of it, all 15 winners. Then if you just email me and say, oh, you know what, I don't remember what I won, but here's my address. Sorry. Better luck next time. So write down what you won. So in that subject line, you can put brooder kit, happy hen treats, Manipro poster, my pet chicken this, Hobby Hill Farm that. And then, again, name, shipping address, and phone number. And we'll be sure to ship that out to you. Okay? No problem there. Very, very simple. Let's go. Caller number 7.
I didn't catch it on the earlier part, so I wouldn't be qualified to call in.
You're not qualified, Pat. That's it. There you go. Caller calling in from area code 510-510. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. I hear some laughter.
Well, good morning.
Hello.
It's Rhode Island Ruby.
It's $1 million call.
Surprise.
Yes. Well, if you would have been the right caller yesterday, you would have won a Toyota.
Oh, you're just pulling my leg. I know you are. Look at FMA Farm said the subject line is Caleb. She wants her baby.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So what is today's early bird password?
The early bird password, can I say it secretly? It's comb.
Shit, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody at all. It is home. Area
yeah,
code
yeah,
510.
I need that
510. That's not a California area code, 510.
510, Oakland.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know. Cool. All righty. Call number 12 was Rhode Island Ruby. And you got the secret password. Imagine that. Chick Brooder Starter Kit, and you know the drill. You can email me, just like I had stated earlier, all of that information, or you can just give it to me in person tonight. So.
Hence the $100 million prize.
Oh, Lori, that's a long drive from Oakland all the way to Atlanta.
Too funny.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. And there's our first winner for today on Fun Friday, 510. Normally when Ruby calls, it's like 1111111111. We have several that call in, like using Skype. If you call in from Skype or Vonage, I think, and some of those, it just on the switchboard, 1111111. So, all righty. You know the drill. Name, address, and phone number. And in the subject line, the prize. All righty.
Okay. Good job.
Okay. Next caller, because, again, everybody was like, not caller number 13. We'll do caller 13 now for Friday the 13th. Caller number 13, and we're doing things a little backwards here because we're yapping a lot today, and I want to get through. We're just kind of going the opposites here. So give me a second. I'm going to tell you what prize we're playing for next, but I have to pull it up here for a minute here so I can let you know. We're kind of going a little bit out of order than we normally do on Fun Friday. So let me see what we got here today from another sponsor. I'm going to have to open up another email here where some of the sponsors email me their prizes for each day. So while I'm doing that, Pat, if you'll just tap dance for us a little bit while I pull this up, then.
Oh, gosh, I haven't had tap dance since I was, like, in the sixth grade. I'm not sure I'd be very good at it. I've been doing Zumba, though, which is great fun. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
it's this really wild music and sort of provocative moves that it's like 99% women. Or two, I wonder why. The guys don't shimmy very well, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's, so no tap dancing. I'm not very good at that, but definitely Zumba. I'm starting to get the hang of it. Okay. What a hoot.
You have to shimba to
shimba.
Be in.
Shimmy.
Oh, shimmy. Okay. You have to shimmy to do Zumba.
Shimmy in Zumba.
Okay.
Zumba, it's amazing. It's going across the country. They have classes that are 75, 100 people. It's like, and a lot of them are older women. They're sort of coming out of the woodwork, just being enjoying the music and dancing. So it's an aerobics class, of course.
Oh, man. What? Okay, hang on. Let me see if I can find that here. Speaking of, hang on just a minute. And I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it at all. Hang on a minute. You just reminded me of something. Hang on. Since it is Fun Friday and it's the 13th, you never know exactly what's going to happen here. I'm going to have to. Wait a minute. What? That didn't make
not
sense.
Not necessarily just on Friday, Whisper. You may not exactly know what's going to happen. I mean, it's one of the fun things about the talk show.
Okay, hang on a minute. This is really weird. Hang on. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Huh. Somebody out there in Radio Land, go to YouTube for me and see what you have. It's not even coming up. YouTube says service unavailable.
Whoa, weird. Really?
Yeah, weird. Let me try something else here. Interesting. Okay, I'm going to try something else. Let me try to go Internet Explorer.
I got the same thing. YouTube's down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got the same thing.
But my internet's working. I mean, that's.
Oh, wait a minute. Mine seems to. Well, there it goes. Okay. It's back. Hang on. Let me see if I can. Okay, hang on a minute. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this at all. Let me know in the chat room. You might want to back away from your earbuds because let's see what we got here. Here we go. You said, what's the primary people that you said they're coming out of woodwork to do Zumba?
Cougars.
Yes.
Older women.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Let me see if this is going to pan out. Let's see if we can be a little high tech here for a minute. YouTube is having issues. and I don't like it. Yeah. It's not panning out. I don't know what's going on. Anybody else in the chat room having problems with Google and YouTube?
Google too? Let me check Google. Google's working.
Let me try something else here. I heard your rooster that time there. Huh,
yeah, he's
weird.
Right under my window.
Interesting. Okay, it's not. I can't go to YouTube if I'm using my Firefox. Firefox is not letting me open up YouTube, but if I go over to Internet Explorer and go to YouTube. Okay, Debbie's saying that YouTube isn't working at all. So, and then if I go to Internet Explorer and YouTube, aren't you all glad you turned in today to try me to hear me just try to get over to YouTube? Man, it's really weird. Okay, hang on. Huh. No, it's not working. Yeah, Internet Exploder. Someone was calling it. Yeah. Interesting. All righty, I'll save it for later, but I can't get YouTube to work. Anybody else out there in the chat room? Is your YouTube working? Mine's not working. Pat, your YouTube's not working, you said, right?
Nope, it's not working, not available.
How about that? Amazing. Maybe some, what do you call them? The hackers. Maybe hackers got into YouTube.
Maybe they're just doing maintenance or something, you know. Who knows?
Okay, next prize. I brought it up.
Okay.
I was trying to see if I was going to do something else kind of fun, but YouTube is not cooperating, so. Well, it doesn't look like this is cooperating, too. Oh, here we go. Okay. This is from our good friends over. They've sponsored a lot of chicken coop contests here as well, and our good friends over. Derek and Tracy at My Pet Chicken.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Nope. I'll go to YouTube, and then I'll go, and YouTube will come up, and then I go click on something to play, and it just doesn't. Okay, maybe. Okay, there we go. You there, Pat?
Yep, I'm here.
Cool. Okay. Our next prize is going to be from our good friends at mypetchicken.com. We'll get to that lucky number 13 caller here in just a second. But you were talking about Zumba, and I just wanted to play this for all of our listeners out there.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. Well, I love
Friday that was dedicated to Rhode Island Ruby in California.
You're in trouble now.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Let me tell you, that you're talking about Zumba and talking about it's really bringing the older women out of the woodwork.
It is, man. They're showing up like crazy. But so are the co-eds, like Washington and Lee and VMI. So it's an all-age kind of aerobics class, I guess you'd say. Oh, dear. Andy, we're only on prize number two.
I know, but it's fun Friday. Had a good time, so. Oh my goodness gracious! Oh, geez.
I'm glad that amused you so much.
It did. I love it. I'm hoping the sound was okay. Everybody in the chat room said it sounded was okay. So, oh my goodness gracious! I remember that song and. It just for some reason, when you said that about Zumba, it reminded me of that song. So I had to play it. Okay, caller number 13 is going to win this awesome prize from our good friends over at MyPetChicken.com. A wire egg basket with 12 wooden eggs. This is a handy little basket to collect your eggs daily. And use the wooden eggs for anything from decoration to dummies in your nesting boxes that show your hens where to lay. It is a great value. Included eggs are cream colored, and let's see, it looks like it's a small egg basket. It's about 6 inches tall and about 4.5 inches wide, perfect for that backyard flock. And so that's what you're going to win from our good friends over at MyPetChicken.com. Derek and Tracy have been great supporters of this radio show, and they've given away a lot of coops for us. So that's the prize for today. Caller number 13. If you know the answer to the following question.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Okay. My question, this comes from a gardening/permaculture study, I guess you'd say. But the question is, what is a swale? S-W-A-L-E. What's the definition of a swale, and why would you want to use it in your backyards or even in your gardens? What is a swale? S-W-A-L-E. 347-637-3237. What's a swale? And it's not swell, like a swell kind of dinner. It's a swale. S-W-A-L-E. That's the question today. Do you know what a swale is, Whisper?
Actually, I think it's a cross between
a whale and a
salmon. Yep, a whale and a salmon. It's a swale. So if you ever go to a restaurant and they have swale on the menu, it's a cross between a whale and a salmon, and it makes for a very large but tender piece of meat on your plate when you order.
I bet you're good at word trivia, aren't you? I love that game. I think that's what it's called. Oh, gosh, that could be so funny. So what is a swale? Swales are swell. But we have several swales here at Greenway designed specifically put in for a very specific purpose. What is it? You can put them in driveways. You can put them on pastures. You can mm-hmm. put them all kinds of places. So what's a swale? 347-3237-3237. Okay. Oh, and what was the caller number, Whisper?
13. Today is Friday the 13th. And
okay, 13. That's right.
A swale.
It's two females calling in so far. You know, we got the guys on the run.
Two females.
Mhm. It's what? two to none, two to zero, two to what? Not.
What? Who won? What two female callers?
Rhode Island Ruby was one.
And
then the one with the secret password.
That was Rhode Island Ruby.
Oh, so we're all just on number two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Never mind. It's one to zero.
That's
zero.
Okay. I think they have lots of medication out now, Pat, for ADHD.
Only when I have caffeine. I'm keeping little notes here. Couldn't even read my writing. I had a number 2 collar 13. So, you're right, though. I play tricks with myself to keep my focus. I mean, I think to some extent everyone has a little bit of ADHD, but I'll do things like I can do something for 20 minutes just to get my inertia going and to keep my focus going. I light a candle so I stay focused. And then once I get into the zone, it goes into a time warp. I wake up like, oh, 2 hours have gone by. What happened? But,
Pat gets into the zone.
Thank you. Naomi in the chat room says, I'm a little slow because Andy is being pokey about the prizes. So pokey.
I know. We're not going to get through them all today. We only got 30 minutes left, but it's fun Friday. We're having some fun.
Yeah.
Chat. So, okay, let's just go to the caller then. Let's see. It's call number 13.
Caller number 13, yeah. What is a swale?
Live on the air with Andy and Pat, calling in from area code 828. 828, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Caller calling in from 828, area code 828. They just hung up. They hung up!
Well... Go to 14 then. It's the 13th for them on Friday, but darn. That's around North Carolina is that area code, right around the North Carolina region.
Area Nashville. Code 334. 334, you're calling number 14. If you'll state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Megan Malay, Elba, Alabama.
Megan from Alabama. Hey, you didn't get hit by any of them storms, did you?
No, we're a lot farther south.
Okay. You're in L.A., L.A., lower Alabama.
Yeah.
I live in L.A., lower Alabama. All righty.
And I'm on a daycare, so sorry for the background noise.
Oh, don't apologize. That's all right. listening to the little booger pullers in the background is not a problem. That's what my dad would call them. Little booger pullers or rug rats or who knows what else. Tax write-offs. All righty, Pat, repeat the question.
The question is, I think you had the coffee instead of me. Okay, Megan, what is a swale? What's your definition of a swale, S-W-A-L-E?
It's a low tract of land, especially when moist or marshy. You would do it for like a runoff of water.
I'll take it. That's good enough. It's a little depression in the ground, and it's designed specifically to slow down stormwater runoff from streets, driveways, rooftops, fields, pastures, wherever. So congratulations, Megan. That's a take. Well done.
Right. Thank you.
Congratulations. Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you very much for tuning. And I'm glad we can give you something to do between 12 and 1:30 to take your mind off the madness of running a daycare center.
You got to be multitasking to do that. I think it's a really talented profession to run daycares. My goodness, I don't think I could do it. But anyway.
I couldn't do it either. I couldn't.
Well, if we had to, of course we could, but man, all those kids. Other people's kids.
Okay, here we go. All righty. So somebody's leaving the chat room. Kathy, is Kathy leaving?
I don't blame them.
Today is a weird fun Friday. So okay, you picked the caller, Pat. I got a question. Let me announce the prize here. Let me talk about the prize here. Let me get back over to where we need to be. There we go. Fun Fridays. There we go. Cool. Okay. Let me come over here to the switchboard because our next prize is, of course, brought to us by...
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
And I do too, because they have some cool chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. This is a good one. They're not for sale yet. Even though I have them listed on our Facebook, don't go to buy them because I will return your money. We're not quite ready to sell them. The awesome Chicken Whisperer collector cards. We've got them all. We're waiting to get our shipping supplies in and figure out exactly what we're going to charge for shipping because we don't want to make any on the shipping. We want to be fair. But so we're trying to take our time to see what shipping really needs to be for the cards. And so that's what we're waiting on to make it fair for everybody. All righty. Pick the caller, Pat.
Okay. Well, since it's Friday the 13th, I really like 13. Let's go with number 13 again.
Again. Okay. Caller number 13 again. All righty. 347-637-3237. If you know, I think we mentioned this. So it just it may depends if you happen to be listening that day when we talked about it. But the question is, what disease is featured in the first series of CW collector cards? What disease is the featured disease card that is included in the very first series of the Chicken Whisperer collector cards? That's what we want to hear. And it has been mentioned several times on this radio show. So we'll just see if 13 people actually remember or know this. If not, what we'll do, I think this is the fairest way to do this. We're going to give a few minutes for the time to for them to call in. If
is that Googleable?
I don't think so. I don't think, nope, I don't. It's been posted also on Facebook as well. You might be able to Google Chicken Whisperer trading cards, something. You may find it somewhere like that, but I'm not sure if you will or not. So I'm going to give it a few. Man, YouTube is still not working. Do you remember what it is, Pat?
I don't. I don't remember. I'm not sure I ever knew. I'm sure you said it, but it just didn't stick. Sorry. I can guess.
Somebody else. So what we're going to do, hey, there's lots of people that have called in, so they, so maybe...
Okay.
Let's go over here and see.
Okay.
Caller number, we're about up there. We're about up to caller number 13. So I'm going to give it a couple more minutes. Let me give the number out again. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. If you're listening as a guest today, we thank you for tuning in. I just want to let everybody know that we don't just yap and give away prizes every day. No, we don't. Of course, this is Friday the 13th, so we're a little wild today. But Monday through Thursday, we bring on the experts in their field from all over the country to share their expertise in a particular topic. And we've had a great one this week. Boy, we've had a lot of great shows this week. And Friday is just our time to kind of sit back, relax, hang out, and give some prizes away. So that's what we've got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get over to the clipboard. Hey, we get it. Yeah, we made it up. At least 13 people think they know the answer.
Well, very good.
caller calling in from area code 214. 214, you're live on the air with Indian Pat. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hey, this would be Dave from Dallas, Texas.
Dave! Out in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, the only reason I called
the first
in
guy
is
to call in.
Trying to call.
Cool. So this would put us at one. Yeah, awesome. Very good. What do you think the first disease card disease is going to be for our Chicken Whisperer collector cards?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I know you like to say coccidiosis.
That is correct. The first disease card that is going to be featured in the first series of Chicken Whisperer collector cards is coccidiosis. That is exactly right. And so you're the big winner. How cool is that? So just send us an email of the prize you won in the subject line and the name and shipping address and your phone number. So go ahead and send us that. How cool is that, Pat?
That's pretty cool. Coccidiosis. That's probably the biggest one by far, and easily treatable, which is nice too. Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yippee! Okay, next caller number 8. We'll do caller number 8 when I'm picking the caller. So I guess Pat has to do that.
You want another question? This is one of my favorite quotes, and you can Google it. So who said this? Who said this quote? To forget how to dig the earth and to tend the soil is to forget ourselves. To forget how to dig the earth and to tend the soil is to forget ourselves. Who is that a quote from? So that's 347-637-3237.
Cool. Let me tell what Dave won. I got to tell you what Dave, apparently I didn't tell what Dave was playing for, but he won. A really cool prize. You can look it up if you go to hobbyhillfarm.com, hobbyhillfarm.com, and you can follow him on Facebook too. It's a Bon Appetit oversized spoon rest. It's valued at $12. A Bon Appetit oversized spoon rest. And you can probably go to hobbyhillfarm.com and click in there under search spoon rest and find it and take a look at that valued at $12. So how cool is that? Congratulations to Dave out in Texas. So very cool. And thank you to hobbyhillfarm.com.
Mm-hmm.
So very
okay.
Cool. So now
Debbie
he knows.
The chat room says she knows it. She knows who said. To forget to test, to dig the soil is basically to forget ourselves. Good.
Well, let me tell you what she's going to be playing for.
Okay.
She is going to be playing for, let me find it here. Don't go away. It's somewhere.
There's comments in the chat rooms about some of their roosters are just starting to crow. They sound like strangling a goat or what was the other, something on helium. It's funny when they first start, they just don't quite have their voice yet. So they'll gurgle. And, yeah.
Okay. And here we go. Let's see. And for this prize, if you know, it's going to be How Awesome Is This? From our good friend Scott over at eggcartons.com. A 25-pack, you're going to love this, a 25-pack of, yep, you guessed it, hot pink egg cartons.
Oh, my God. Oh, you got to be kidding.
No.
Egg cartons?
Yep, made out of recycled fiber. These are awesome. You get a 25-pack of hot pink farm fresh eggs carton. Hot pink, baby.
Oh, my. Oh, my. What's next? I think we should, genetically engineer a chicken to lay hot pink eggs. If we've got chocolate eggs, chocolate-colored and bluish eggs, why not pink?
Yes. I agree.
I agree that with Kara. Pink's not my favorite color either, especially that hot pink or something. I don't know.
Well,
bright.
They don't. Well, then they just don't have to call in.
Oh, Dragon says, do I want a GMO chicken? You know, whenever you do selective breeding, that is a form of genetically modifying. And so in a way, we're all genetically modified because we've been selected for, you know, either be good workers or blue eyes or blonde, whatever. But so the genetic modification never ends. It's a perpetually ongoing thing, I think. The big question is what to select for. And when you select so little plants can still grow under pesticides, that's for shelf life, you know, that's the issue.
Well, lots of people know the answer to this, and we said what call number? What do we say? Call number?
Four. Eight. We're on our fourth prize, and it's caller number eight.
I was going to say, I didn't say four. I'm pretty sure I said eight.
And we
all
are
righty.
Two females to one male callers in. So if this is a male, we'll.
If it's a male, he's going to love these hot pink.
Yeah, he's going to just feel so happy. Oh, dear. Okay, so to forget how to dig the earth and to tend the soil is to forget ourselves. Who said that? That's the question.
I don't know, but hopefully this
pink
caller will know. Caller calling in from area code 410-410, you're live on the air with Andy and Pat.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Complain, yep, hanging in there. Having a kind of wicked fun Friday the 13th here. But, what prizes we don't give away, we'll give away on Facebook. So what do you think the answer is, Kathy?
I think it's Gandhi.
Yes, it's Mahatma K. Gandhi said that. So that's absolutely true. One of my heroes. What a guy that really walked the earth and changed the earth while he walked. Yes, very good. Well done, Kathy.
Yes, congratulations. Email, you can put hot pink egg cartons in the subject title, name, address, and phone number. Send it to me. We'll get that prize out to you, 25 hot pink egg cartons from our good friends at, because I didn't play it, from our good friends at eggcartons.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com.
All righty. How cool is that? Didn't Gandhi, Pat, also, isn't this one of his quotes? An eye for an eye makes everybody blind.
Yep, that's pretty close. An eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind. But that's definitely a Gandhi quote. Yeah.
Interesting.
I have the movie, the video, Gandhi. It's really long, but whenever I sort of need inspiration or get down, I'll watch either that or Kung Doom. And it's just, these men led such amazing lives. Kung Doom is about the Dalai Lama and how he was found, and then the invasion from China into Tibet. So two great movies, two of my favorites. Yeah. So a lot of great quotes from Gandhi and the Dalai Lama.
Hmm.
Okay, it's your turn.
Cool beans. All righty, you pick the caller.
Let's go with caller number seven.
Caller number seven. Let me get over here to the prize. We will do some happy hen treats from our good friends over at randallburkey.com. Happy hen treats from our good friends over at randallburkey.com.
Since 1947, Randall Burkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallburkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallburkey.com.
All righty, some happy hen treats from randallburkey.com. Here, let's see, scroll down here and get this question. Oh, this is a good one. What is the, and I'm going to say it this way just to make a particular person giggle, what is the incubation period for guinea fowl? What is the incubation period for guinea fowl? 347-637-3237. Happy hen treats will be coming your way from our good friend Peach over at randallburkey.com. Hadn't heard from Peach in a while.
I know. We haven't, have we?
No, I'm going to have to get
her
to start. I know. I'm going to have to start having her call back in on a regular basis every Friday. And we also had a Chicken Whisperer special we did, and it was just kind of, I think we just got busy. They got busy. They didn't call in for 2 or 3 weeks in a row because of scheduling issues, and then they just kind of fizzled out. So, you know what? Today, Pat, I was out. I went to the post office. We're heading down to the farmhouse this afternoon, so I was trying to get as much done as I could this morning. I was out and about. Went by the post office. Wanted to go by the bank. Had to take out a loan at the bank to had to go fill my car up with gas. And then
that's about the truth.
No kidding.
Oh my.
Went to the gas station and then was coming through the Kroger parking lot, and lo and behold, it's my UPS man. He was getting out of his UPS truck to go into Subway to get some lunch, and I rolled down my window and I said, "Hey, you got something on that truck for me today, I think." And he says, He kind of looked like I had trying to think if he did or not. And so I pulled in the parking lot there. And he came back out to his truck, and sure enough, he had a delivery for me. So, and I'm glad he did, because I told him, I said, "We're probably heading out of town about 3:30, heading down to the farm, and I'm glad I caught you, because I didn't want this sitting on the stoop all weekend long." So he said, "Yeah, probably wouldn't have made it to your neighborhood by 3:30, so it's a good thing." So I lucked out today on that one.
Yeah,
and,
well, my
UPS man keeps chickens. He's got some chickens. And he's the one, I think I shared this with a lot of people, he's the one that lives in the city of Roswell, where you have to have a third of an acre to have at least 6 chickens. And he's like 0.02498, it's crazy, lacking a third of an acre. I mean, it's just a minute little sliver. So what he did, which is completely legal, is he legally leased, had a lawyer write up an agreement, a lease agreement, a land lease agreement from the neighbor behind him, who's his property backs up to.
What a good idea.
To lease 0.29738 acres from them. And it's legal. He had a lawyer write it up, it's signed and everything. And the county had to accept it. So now he has a third of an acre. Yeah, and he has chickens. Yeah, and so how cool is that? So every time he delivers, you know, whether it be Chicken Whisperer gear or whatever the case may be, you know, we stick it to the man. That's what he did. It was pretty funny. So now he's got chickens. So we talk about coops, and you know if I get product in, I'll show him what I'm getting delivered. But he's a really cool guy and smart. But I thought that was hilarious.
That's a really good strategy. So essentially, a couple of families could go together if they wanted to, and one of them lease the land to their neighbor, and between the two of them have enough to keep chickens, whatever the zoning is. Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. What is the, here you go, incubation period for guinea fowl? And what caller did you say, Pat?
It's caller number 7.
Woo! Lots of
7.
People know this. Let's see. Caller number 7. Caller number 7, you're on the air with Andy and Pat, calling in from area code, get my glasses on, 734. 734, you're live with Andy and Pat. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Anna, FMA Farms from Michigan.
Hey, you're in the chat room too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Woohoo! All righty. Let me get back over here to the answer. What is the incubation period for guinea fowl?
26 to 28 days.
That is correct. That's the answer I have right in front of me. So even if that's the wrong answer, it's the answer I have, which makes it the right answer today. Very cool. And you have won some good old Happy Hen treats from randallburkey.com. So just send us a, again, email, put Happy Hen treats in the subject line, and then name, shipping address, and phone number. Hey, if you go over to my Facebook page, folks, if you do that right now, and maybe actually if Love for Poultry, if you can do this very quickly because the show's winding down, there is a poll, a morning poll. I'm not even going to touch that one. A morning poll, chickens in Arlington, that's should homeowners be allowed to keep chickens in Arlington? And they posted this on our Facebook page, Love for Poultry. So if you could go to our facebook.com/ oh, okay. Sorry about that. I guess they corrected me in the chat room. My listeners are awesome. Let me just tell you, they are awesome. Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Oh, dear. Do we have time for one more whisper? We've got about 2.5 minutes.
If she, yeah, sure. If Love for Poultry, if you can post the link to this morning poll, you can put, yes, it's a healthy, sustainable alternative to buying mass-produced eggs. Maybe, but strict conditions should be placed on chicken ownership. Or no, chickens have no place in a community like Arlington. And then you can click your vote and then vote. And I just voted, and right now it's pretty darn close. 35% say yes, 34% say maybe, but with restrictions, and 30% say no. And there's been 608 votes. So let's flood it. There's the post right there, Love for Poultry. Put it in there. Okay, let's go ahead for another question, Pat. Another question. We'll try to get one through. Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. Go ahead, real quick.
Okay, and I just voted yes. This is let's end with a joke here on the Freaky Friday. And this one comes to us from Kara Cavendish. She posted on my wall. It says, why did the rubber chicken cross the road? Why did the rubber chicken cross the road? Just a real quick call in on this one. We've got 1 minute left.
Yeah, 90 seconds, actually. 90 seconds. 347-637. Yep. What caller, Pat? Caller 4? Let's just say caller number 4.
Caller number 1.
Oh, number 1. Okay. Repeat the question, Pat. Caller number 1.
Why did the rubber chicken cross the road? Why did
caller
the rubber
one.
Chicken cross the road? And this is from one of our chat room chickeneers, from Kara, in there. Why did the rubber chicken cross the road? I love it.
Caller on the air from area code 620. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. Caller number 1.
It's Grover, and she wanted to stretch her legs.
Oh, that's a good answer, Grover. That's a really good answer. It's, and I'm going to take that because you're a winner. But it's to get to the rubber side. Why did the rubber chicken cross the road? To get to the rubber side and stretch her legs. So that's a take.
Great. That's a combination.
Thank you, Karen.
All righty, Grover, send me your information for some Happy Hen treats. The rest of the prizes from our awesome sponsors will be on Facebook page over the weekend. 30 seconds, Pat. Take it away.
Yes, well, really, really another freaky, frivolous, frolicking, foul-filled Fun Friday, if ever was one. Pretty odd one in that. But anyway, Andy, thanks for bringing us all together. Where would we be without you? And, of course, our chat room chickeneers for all their comments and clucking in and calling in. And, of course, blogtalkradio.com for providing the radio, the chat, and the video services. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Really enjoy this weekend. Many blessings to all. We love all you poultry pioneers so much. And may the flock be with you. God bless everybody. Ha ha ha.